This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Tom. He's listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Hank. My question is, it's probably a ridiculous question, but are there places or times when a person can't pray?
Well, I think what's important to recognize is that we are created for fellowship with God, and that is precisely what prayer is. Prayer is developing intimacy with the lover of your soul. That intimacy is something that will continue to be enhanced not only in time, but certainly in eternity. So we live for relationship with God as believers. So we should never cut that line of communication. Even when it's difficult, you need to be real with God because He knows everything anyway. So if it's difficult, say, Lord, I just don't feel like praying. My heart is dead and dull. In the process, you can say, Lord, change my heart. Because ultimately, unless we have that relationship with God, everything else turns to gravel in our teeth. So the bottom line answer to that question is, no, we need to strive after that relationship. Involvement produces commitment, and you get involved in communicating with the Lord, all of a sudden you're going to recognize the beauty and the fulfillment that lies there, and you're going to become ever more committed to it.
Well, perhaps I may have worded it wrong. I pray often, and I pray a lot, but it was just this happened today, and I tried with all my might, but I just couldn't get it out.
Well, but you care about it, and that's why you're calling, and that's why we're talking about it. And here's a couple of things. One of the things you can do in that circumstance is meditate upon the Word of God, because meditating upon the Word of God is the missing link between the intake of Scripture and effective prayer life. So you can start the process by just in obedience, reading the Word of God. You can even pray read the Word of God, where you take a verse and you read it over, putting the emphasis in different places, and just get it to saturate your mind and ask the Lord to speak to you through that. And pretty soon you'll find out that the monologue turns into a dialogue, and once again you'll be communicating with God.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.